What's up, guys? I sincerely apologize about that. I don't know what happened. I think something timed out, or I must have accidentally hit stop recording, because I think I started and then I didn't move the mouse key away from the thing, because if you accidentally touch it again, it just hits stop recording. So I think that is actually what happened. That is probably what happened. But hopefully it doesn't time out again. If it does, whatever. But anyway, we left off on the... We're still talking about all gas, no brakes. So this will be part two of episode two. Apologize about it. We'll try to fix it in the future, but don't fucking trip, dude.
No trip. God,
bro. I already feel it. I already feel the judgment. But anyway, so, dude, one of the hardest things that was dope as shit in the video, dude, or one of his videos, he just straight was diving into the Minneapolis fucking protests, dude. The interviews he had, bro, was crazy. He was fucking talking to people while the buildings were just burning right behind him and shit.
Yeah, and what I thought was funny was that one dude.
Which one? The first dude? The first dude was real funny.
Maybe it was the second dude. The dude who said everything, yeah. Liddy. He said, and if you know the song, it's by who?
Mr. Young Thug.
Yeah, he quoted him. He said, "Everything Liddy. I love when it's hot."
You good, bro?
Yeah.
You look real like ingestioned right now. Like you got some burps coming.
I do.
You gonna puke, dog? Yo, dude, get away. Get away from this. Oh, dude. If you gotta go puke, bro, go puke. Don't do it right here, bro. Don't do it right here, dog.
And I'm back.
Holy shit, dude. If you gotta go handle it, bro. I'll talk to him.
And I'm back.
Dude, are you good, bro?
I'm back. These claws almost got me.
Dude, are you good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
If you need to go handle it, bro. I don't want time.
No, it was a suds.
Alright, cool. This is the splash zone, dog. This is dangerous. I could tell something was wrong.
Yeah.
I could tell. The way you were talking, I was like, he's not alright right now.
Woo, I feel good now, though.
You feel alright?
I had to get those burps out. And almost
it was just the end.
It was a seltzer.
Yeah, the bubbles.
Because it was burps.
You eating today?
Yeah.
Alright.
I ate lunch.
Alright, there you go.
No, but what it was, I had a burp.
Yeah.
But, like, I think someone was trying to come up with it.
Oh, so you just stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't really fun.
Hey, that's the worst part, bro. Like,
I was trying to burp.
Just drinking, like, sometimes. You know, you take a bad burp, and it's over.
Yeah, and I think that's what was trying to happen.
I always come back 10 times better, though.
From, oh, yeah, see, like...
Dude, mid-puking a party is the best move.
Yeah, because you get it out.
Yeah, dude.
And you're cool. Yeah, see, now I feel great.
Yeah?
But you feel better? Yeah, right. I feel 1,000 times better.
I could tell, man. You're being quiet. You're looking off a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was trying to come up, but I didn't want it to.
I know you had an inner struggle.
Yeah, an inner struggle for real. If y'all ever had that, let me know, because it's a real thing. At least I felt it. Every day. Every day is an inner struggle.
All right. So anyway, homeboy went into the Minneapolis protest. Well, you were saying something though when it happened.
Oh yeah, with the everything Libby, I love when it's hot. Yeah, I just love. I thought that fucking
he just came in.
That reference was everything hilarious.
Libby, I love when it's hot.
No, because he said that and then he was like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, as if he didn't reference the song. Like he. Oh, little.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Keep
talking. But no, that. He said it as if. There was, that was something he made up.
Yeah, no.
Like,
he said it like it was his.
Like, he didn't say it like sarcastically. He didn't say it like, oh, like, no, I'm quoting someone.
He didn't even say it like how it goes in the song with the kids. He was like, everything Liddy, I love when it's hot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, he didn't say it in the same, like, frame or, like, sentencing.
Dude, I'm thinking way in depth on this. He probably goes back and, like, I bet, like, before all that, too, he probably chills with his homies. He's like, I came up with that shit. I met Thug one time.
I met Young one time.
Nah, don't even. He's a little homie.
Oh, dude, yeah, for sure.
He probably popping off to his boys about that. He's like, you hear that song? That's me, bro. That's me. And they're like, yeah, but why you on your mom's couch?
To me, that was the highlight of that video. There was in that video, because in most videos he kind of clowns people.
Oh no, that one was a little bit. He was real. Well, dude, come on, bro. At any moment, he could have got fucking.
This was in the thick of it too. This is in the thick of Black Lives Matter, George Floyd.
Not to diss the boy, but he looks like. There's got to be at least four dudes at like an alt-right
convention look like him. And people were saying real shit, and he wasn't clowning them because they were saying real shit. But like I said, this is in the thick of George.
This is in the thick of George Floyd shit,
which kind of goes into a segment of which we wanted to talk
about. Yeah, dude, you want to hit that shit?
Yeah, I do, because I mean,
I feel like you've been waiting for that.
I have. I have my thoughts on it, man.
Because that's one thing I love about you too, man. Because like you know, you're good. Like you love the funny shit too. But like one thing we do, like we're funny, and then we're serious.
And I have my thoughts on it, and. My thing is, it's bullshit. And if y'all don't know, if you haven't picked up on it by now, which I feel like you should have by...
Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, I feel like you should have, but if you don't know, we're both white, you know, Caucasian American men.
Young men.
And for me, I saw the video, and I'm assuming you did too, because we talked about it before the podcast.
Yeah.
But I saw the video before we invited... It was already viral.
Dude, it was insane.
I'm not gonna say I saw it before it went viral, but I saw it the day before. Before everything happened, because the video went out right and it went viral right in one day it went viral.
Yeah,
and then I remember thinking to myself when I saw the video, is this guy alive? Because if you see the video, he goes into a stretcher. He goes into an ambulance. And it's you don't 11, know if he,
it's like an 11 minute video.
Right? Yeah. And dude, you don't know
I'd say about 6 to 7 minutes in, bro. That's when you see Dave Chappelle
made a whole stand. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I haven't seen it. And Dave, what I've heard from it is it's not really like a stand.
But there's an actual time, right? There's a time where the guy had his knee on his neck. And I think it's like 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
And he's got that as the title, right?
I want to say that's goddamn dead on.
It's the title of
Dave Chappelle's.
I've seen it. I haven't watched it, but I've wanted to. But honestly, dude, I don't know. With everything that's been going on, because since then, so many more videos are being brought out, and I'm seeing so many more worse things every day on Instagram, on Facebook. And, like, dude, it's like, oh, dude. Like,
no, but I saw it.
It hurts me, so I haven't watched it yet.
But I remember seeing it, right, the day before it was announced. Like, the day it came up, basically, right? Because the next day... it was announced that he was dead. Yeah. But the day before, I remember I watched it because it blew up. Like, literally, the day it was put up, it was blown up. And when it was found out when he was dead, was blown up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I watched it the day before he died and the video was put up. That I remember watching it and I was thinking, did he die? Because I was like, this is bullshit.
Bro, dude, the dude that was, like, talking shit to the cops the whole time was like, he's not moving, bro. You're bent on his neck, bro. No, you know, like it's
just everything about that video is goddamn sickening.
It's crazy, bro.
Sickening. It's to my goddamn stomach.
And it's nuts.
To my core.
It's nuts how many more things are popping up. And I'm talking about like new things. There's been like a couple thousand.
Oh, no, dude. There's been so many. There's been so many videos.
But it's crazy because it's almost like they just don't give a fuck. Like now it's like the system is getting crazy. It's almost like on some fucking. Communist like third world shit now, dude.
No, dude, this...
I feel like we're getting there, dude, to where we're gonna be so suppressed like that. I mean, not on the same like type of level, but it's gradually like seeming like
strawberry's
good.
Yeah,
strawberry's
good.
But it's like gradually seeming like it's just increasingly getting to that point. And it's probably gonna take a lot more time unless we stop shit now. But like it's just fucking nuts to me, bro.
No, and it's pissing me off, dude, because as a white Caucasian American male in today's society in America,
dude. And like, it's
sickening to me over whoever is getting treated this way.
Dude, and like,
but at the same time, I hate it because
and
I hate it because, like, this is not the prime reason. Like, yeah, I just hate it in general. No, like, yeah, this yeah. is sickening but to it, me. But I hate the fact, I hate how this is a representation of
and,
us.
And how remorseful
and I don't mean saying us to divide us. Like, I don't say us as a dividence.
Because, because there's different...
No, because the way I see it is, there is no race. There's a human race.
Exactly.
There is no race.
Exactly.
Right? So when I say us, I mean, that's a poor,
I mean,
context.
Human beings.
Yeah. But when I say... But if you did want to divide it, when I say as white,
there's good
Caucasian,
white
light-complected male.
There's good white people and there's good bad.
I just
white,
hate how the...
good white
yeah,
people and there's
because
bad white people.
If y'all don't know, we're... We, me and Sky, so me, Shiloh, him, Sky,
yeah.
raised in Fresno, California, being where we raised and how we are,
mm-hmm.
For me personally,
yeah,
I hate it because I grew up with so many minorities, Mexican, blacks, Asians, and all of them, and I love all of them.
Dude.
There's not a there's not a racial discrepancy in my blood that I feel personally.
Dude, I got you, Nick, and like maybe one other white friend who, and then everybody else is just like family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're family too. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But you're my best friend, so I got to, you know what I mean? But like,
put it in context.
Like, dude, like, all my... Dude, in school, always growing up, like, it was always... It was, like, never white kids, man. Like, for, cause just
no,
because we grew up in slums.
No, if anything, my best friends weren't the white kids. My best friends were the Mexicans and the blacks.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, if anything, the white kids were my least friends.
Yeah.
If anything. And it just sucks.
Like, not even to, like, be, like, no simp for the movement or nothing like that. Like, we're not sucking nobody's dick. Like, this is facts. Like, these are real facts. Like, we've grown up and always loved, like, dude, we're fucking aspiring rappers. We have a best friend who, I mean, not to be like that fucking type of white dude who's like, my best friend's black, but Antoine, he's on the previous fucking episode.
That's my boy.
We've been friends for like 6-7 years now, dude. And
he's the homie.
He's one of the best friends. He'll fucking
and never
do anything for you.
And like, never will I ever put his race below
and it's
any
not
others.
Even being like that's the only one. Like, I've always been friends with the Latino community, black community. We've grown up in the ghetto, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's we've seen, like, we come from slums. You know what I mean? We come from the mud.
Like, exactly.
It's crazy to see people who don't, like,
see eye to eye with that.
They don't comp, like, it's nuts because there's just a level in their mind that it's just not there, and it's appalling to me, bro, because it's not hard.
And I love that word, appalling.
It's not
hard. It definitely
is
appalling.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not hard to love people, bro. Like,
no.
Like,
the way my grandma told me, she told me this, and it stuck to it with me for a long time, and it came from my grandma, Lynn. She told me, kindness is free. She said it takes nothing to give it to somebody.
Nah, dude.
It doesn't.
Damn. She really said that shit?
She said that to me.
Dude, that's fucking...
Yeah.
She's a goat, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her and dude, I wish Nana was still alive, bro.
For sure. Because, you know, let me tell you, from the time, you know, she died, and I'm sorry for the viewers or the listeners who are listening who
don't really know her.
It's
Nana,
Sky's grandma.
My Nana, my mom's mother. She passed when I was about 13. It's been quite some time now. But
how old was she when she passed away?
I think she was 46, bro.
And what did she pass away from?
Oh, dude.
It was a sickness. I know it was a sickness.
Ultimately, it was the drugs, bro. Because I was never even supposed to meet her, dude. She had cancer when my mom was like 12. Or like early on, like I was never even really supposed to meet her. You know what I mean? But you know, she was just dealing with sickness throughout her whole life. She was on meds and stuff. So you know, like when you're on it for so long, like you know, your body needs it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's your endorphins aren't naturally created anymore. So like, ultimately, she was so sick to where it was to the point where they had to take her off of them, and then she ended up passing. And it was crazy because my mom got a call like the day before she passed. Well, she passed in the night, but like during that day of the night, she we were supposed to go see her the next day, and then she passed that night, dude. And then we went and see, and you know, went to the hospital, all that shit. And they asked like, you know, if we wanted to go see her, and I was like, nah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was still young as fuck. Like, I was like, I'm not, like, you know what I mean? And like, I felt hella bad too, man, because the last time I had like talked to her, like, I called her because she said she would order me that right there, that Dragon Ball GT series right there.
Y'all may not be able to see it, but it's the Dragon Ball GT series.
But it's the complete series with the dope cover of Goku and Super Saiyan 4 hitting a fucking Kamehameha, and it's like sick. And I felt bad because I bugged her about it for like 3 fucking weeks. And like, that was the last interaction I had with her. But before then, you know, it was all fucking, she was the best, dude. Not to get all super fucking deep but and off topic, but yeah, she was great. And like, if she would see what the fuck is going on right now, dude, she'd be in tears, bro.
No, and that's why I have no problem giving a saying to her, because even though it's sentimental and viewers or listeners may not want to hear it.
Plug in the Nana, dude.
To me, man, like, I would, like, me personally, like, she deserves more. Oh, and you know what's weird is she's not even my Nana, but like,
you met her though, dude.
Oh, I met her, and she's a one of a kind. She's a genuine,
she was great,
a full hearted person. Yeah. And, if you knew her, like, you would understand.
Let's not get too off topic.
But, oh, like I said, though, with my grandma, like I said, well, she said with that saying, yeah, like, it resonates with me, you know what I mean?
Dude, yeah, strong. It's a good saying, dude. That's a, needs to be put down in quotes for sure.
It should.
Say it again one more time, dude. That shit was dope.
It does just resonate with me.
Can you say it again?
What was it? It was,
I don't remember, dude.
I'm trying
it's
to
good,
dude.
It's all good. Seltzers are working. Anyway, all right, dude. But what's crazy to me, too, man, is like, there's a good percentage of white people, like, that are with the movement, which is dope, which is great. But there's a couple Chazes out there, bro, that are just like, that were flexing in the Minneapolis, like, fires while the city's burning. They're just out there like, oh, dude, shit's raging, bro. Flex from the fire.
Yeah.
Fuck the system, dude. And it's like, dude, that's not even like the point. You know what I mean?
No, and like I said, with the George Floyd situation, man, I have so many. Man, like, with the time, it's such a sensitive topic, and it's,
check it out, dude. I have this theory, and, like, I'm not trying to be insensitive at all, or, like, you know, I have no flack towards anything. I'm 100% with the movement, I'm 100% with what's going on, and I hope we fight this, and I hope shit changes. I hope the world changes after this. But I do have this theory, dude, because George Floyd was kind of, like, known in the city. Like, he's been, like, featured in some music videos. I think he did music. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't really done my research too much, so I'm not trying to speak too strongly upon it. But, like, I think that kind of surged it a little bit more, you know, because he was kind of known a little bit. From what I've seen in some videos, I've seen him in footage of, like, videos, music videos, you know what I mean? But I think that might be why a reason has sparked so much, because, dude, I've watched footage throughout the fucking years, bro. Since about 2015, I've been seeing nothing but garbage.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, and I hate it, dude. It hurts me every fucking time. Like, you know what I mean? But it's fear porn. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you feed in it. It sucks too, man, because, like, the people that do share that shit, they get, like, mad fucking flack and, you know, like, clout for content. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I understand, like, it's cool to, like, be informed and shit, but I think it should come down to, like, a concentrated thing, kind of like Anonymous. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't think it should be something people get clout off of, because that shit, I don't know, man, that shit's just kind of disgusting to me. You know what I mean?
A weird thing for me, too, is this may only apply to me, but in a weird way, I kind of fuck with the riots, too. I mean, I feel like if you want to make a change, I'm just like, fuck it.
Yeah. No, definitely.
I mean, like, everybody compares this situation to Martin Luther King's situation, but...
Well, and, like, the Rodney King riots.
Yeah, and yes, peaceful protests have a higher value of, like, just, like,
impact. Do we have them here in town?
But, I mean, look at it, man. Like,
yeah.
If it was all peaceful
protest isn't going to get nowhere, man.
No, and I like the riots because it shows...
The only...
It shows importance. It shows this needs to happen now. It
shows impact.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a cause and effect.
And I feel like if you are against it, then I feel like you don't understand it.
The only thing I'm against, like, is, like, local small businesses. Don't do that. Come on, man. Why are you doing that? You know what I mean?
No, and my thing, too, is, like, if you're riding at your own places, like, yeah, right at your local, especially fucking, like, independent, you know.
Like, grocery outlets.
Mom and pop places. Yeah, dude. Like, it's like, you're hurting your own area.
Yeah, dude, because think about it, dude.
You're hurting your own economic.
You know what I mean? What about next Monday when you got to go get some eggs for your kids?
Exactly. And you're affecting the people that are homegrown.
Yeah. That's the only issue I got with it. But other than that, like, I'm with it, bro. Like, fuck it. Like, you know, like, fight back, bro.
Yeah, you want to trash Target? I really don't give a fuck. Fight you know back, what I mean?
Man. There's only one way they're going to learn, man. You know what I mean? The powers that be. It's becoming such a mess, bro. Like, they're doing so much, and it's just ridiculous.
What we got else on this shit?
Yeah, we hopping off. No more serious talk. We hopping off.
I say let's get into some comical. Let's get into something funny. Let's get into something that's
Well, I mean, this is kind of funny, but it's still kind of on serious note, at least for me a little bit. But cancel culture, bro. Like,
oh my god.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, bro?
Oh, where do I start? Let's say this. I don't feel like. All right.
I personally hate it.
I feel like this, right? I hate it too. And this is my reasoning, is because if you're willing to go dig deep into someone's background, into their back cave, right, and find something that's bad with them, I mean, I feel like at that point, you're just looking for something to drag them down.
Okay.
Depending on the creator, and not to say that that makes it okay, because they may say shit or done shit that isn't insensitive.
Yeah.
And is not okay.
Yeah.
And they should be held accountable for it, especially if they're a public or a social figure.
Exactly.
But you're digging deep, and you can't hold them accountable for shit that they said. Well, you should, but...
Well, no,
It's just a weird white... Or, you know, it's a weird line, you know, yeah, mean, where you draw it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, do you really think that that person that said what they said six, 7 years ago... Yeah, because do you think the person that they what they said 6, 7 years ago stands by what they say today?
Yeah.
Like,
dude, a lot happens in a year, bro. People change. You know what I mean? But, I mean, one thing I will agree with, too, like, which I'm glad you said, like, it should be held accountable, is, like, one thing, I have an example. Like, all right, Shane Gillis and Chris D'Elia. Not to weigh them together or to really say they're alike in any way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying... weigh it out. They both are being canceled right now. Well, Shane already got canceled, but he got canceled for such a bullshit reason. He's on a podcast, right? And, like, he has fucking black nephews and, Indian nephews and nieces and shit. Like, they're, like, come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? He was doing a fucking bit. It's comedy. It's jokes. It's all jokes, people. Like, it's not anything to really be fucking mad about.
Another white call.
And everyone,
our seltzer,
and like, dude, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, yeah, there are racists in the world, dude, but you got to understand the difference between racism and then joking about racism. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, I feel it.
And like, and it's different. He got canceled for some bullshit, dude, because he was about to join SNL, and then they did a deep dive, and dude, like, there is so much worse out there, dude. Look at Chris. This is the other thing. Look at Chris D'Elia, bro. He's got 3 specials on Netflix. he's got a 4th appearance in a fucking Netflix segment with comedians where he does like half an hour. And dude's like a fucking millionaire and shit, dude, right? They go back on his Twitter, figure out he's grooming young women before the age of 18 to come fuck once they're 18, which is fucking, it's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, it's a problem. But dude, like, just to put them both, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit, there's a big difference. You know what I mean? There's it's a big fucking a difference in scaling. Mm. Way more weight on D'Elia. Why the fuck is Shane going to get canceled for something he said on a podcast where he was just joshing, goofing around? You know what I mean? And when he did it, it was very clear that he was joking. He was like, oh, yeah. Why would we put the chinks over there, Shay? Like, in a fucking old school, like, that's, you know, he doesn't talk like that, dude. Like, if you listen to the podcast, he's a fucking, he's educated. He knows shit about history, all kinds of shit. He's just a fucking comedian. He's joking around.
Like, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And Chris D'Elia is also a comedian, but he was not joking around. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
Like, and it sucks. And it, like, I'm saying this as a fucking fan, so it hurts me to say this, but, like, he fucked up, dude. He did bad. It's disgusting. And for, I just don't understand cancel culture, man. It's like, why, with things like Chris D'Elia, it's understandable. But with things with Shane Gillis, it's like, why are people just constantly out here? Like, and dude, I'm sure, like, you know, at some point, we're going to have to deal with this kind of shit. You know what I mean? With the podcast. Like, if things get bigger, fucking, you know, whatever. But that shit's going to happen. And it's just like, why are this, like, there's the scum of the earth out there, bloggers, just like waiting to fucking be like, just straight haters, dude. You know what I mean?
That want to tear them down.
With Chris D'Elia, it's understandable. But with Shane Gillis, it's just like, come on, man. He was up and coming, bro. He doesn't even have his own YouTube channel yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, yeah. And he's great, bro. He's a great fucking comedian.
And I hear what you're saying. I feel like my thing is at least give the person a chance to give their piece. Like, at least give them a chance to say what they want to say and fill in what they want to. Like, I'm not saying don't press them on it. Don't question them on what they're saying.
Yeah.
But at least give them a chance to I wouldn't say necessarily rebuttal, but explain why they say what they said, and how they said it, because maybe they look back on it and they'll realize that it wasn't a good decision and that it wasn't how they really felt. They were just kind of speaking out their ass. Or,
but even then, man, I mean, dude, I mean, think about it.
Maybe this is how they saw it or how they
thought what it is. They thought of it. I mean. It's just boys. What do dudes do? They talk shit.
Yeah. They talk shit. That's how we do.
You know, most of the time it's behind closed doors.
Just give someone at least the benefit of the doubt and at least give them a chance to you know, second, you know, guess and give their opinion on it again. You know?
And, you know, it might be coming from a biased standpoint, but I feel like I've done enough research on the dude. I've seen him a lot in podcasts. I mean, if there's one thing, dude, like, you really... You can probably be fake in a podcast, bro, but it's gotta be like real dimensional. Like, you gotta have that shit planned out. Like, if not, you gotta be organic. Like, that's how I feel. Like, that's why I love doing this. That's why I love podcasts. It's organic. And dude, organically, like, I just know, like, hey, that shit ain't it. He's got, like, dude, just like my family, bro. Like, I have fucking, like, my whole family's colored, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all my whites, all my mom's side of the family, like, I've got fucking Mexican siblings, fucking black siblings, like, it's, and I don't know, peers, I wouldn't say peers, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little inebriated, but, no, dude, it's just bullshit, dude. I fucking hate cancel culture.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it and where it comes from, but at least give someone the benefit of the doubt to at least give their opinion back.
Give them a chance.
To say something back.
Don't fuck, dude, because, dude, somebody's whole career can end in 5 hours nowadays. Yeah. With one bad fucking blog. You know what I mean? True evidence.
Exactly. Give them at least the chance to say their piece.
You know what I mean? That's what I will say, like, about D'Elia's situation. Like, the evidence is fucked, bro. Like,
but D'Elia, it's bad, man. Dude.
I don't know if you've seen the it's bad.
I've heard and I've,
it's
fucking
grooming, dude. It's straight grooming.
Yeah, with D'Elia, it's like, and I'm a big fan of D'Elia because he's a hilarious motherfucker,
dude,
but
I hate to fucking say it now, dude, because it feels almost taboo to say it, but, like, I fucking loved the dude, dude. I thought he was awesome. I thought he was straight up, dude. I thought he was kind of like the new Dane Cook, but better.
Yeah, but then he...
And now this, bro, it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you don't even really know if you want to be a fan anymore.
Yeah, because it feels